Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, as we take you a Thursday into a Friday with a boatload to talk about here as we roll on here. Across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, where do we start? I think we start with NFL Draft. As much as, look, every other network, we like to be a little different here on Byline and Overnight. But as we take you through the night, you'll hear the updates on the draft situation. Who knows? Again, 2 days in Boston and two levels of a migraine headache. I mean, they keep saying trade. Here we come. Maybe they get on the clock tonight and they announce with the third pick in the draft, the Patriots trade. And lo and behold, I don't see it. It looks like Drake May, you know, anymore. What is it? General managers, head coaches, ownership groups are scared to death. They're scared to death. You want to talk about something that gives you sweaty palms and shortness of breath? It's draft night. Because, you know, you and people say, well, don't worry. You know, it's none of your business what people say and think about you, right? How many times you heard that, right? None of your business. Well, guess what? Everyone kind of walks through life and tiptoes through life with the idea of what are people going to think? What are, you know? And I think the Patriots are clearly guilty of that. Look, the dynasty is over. They've got a couple of 4-13s. They got, you know, I mean, they're irrelevant. They're just not a relevant franchise. I mean, I shouldn't say that. They're relevant because they're irrelevant, right? I mean, there's relevancy in just being a team and a franchise that is off everybody's radar screen. We know what's going to happen, I think, with the first two picks. It looks like Jaden Daniels is going to settle in the nation's capital with the Commanders. And then the Patriots, I still think they're going to trade. I'm going to stick with that. That's my story. The old saying is, that's my story. I'm going to stick with it. Who knows? More concerning in Boston was that disaster at TD Bank North Garden last night, a loss to the Heat. They looked terrible. And I'm telling you, I said maybe they'd lay an egg and have one bad game. I don't know. They're going to Miami for the next two, and I'm, as a diehard Celtics fan, I'm nervous as you can read about. So away we go. We'll come back. Rick Carter a little bit later on. Two segments. We'll break down the NHL here on Sports Overnight. Coming right back. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack and wait.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. M61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll on Thursday to a Friday. It's funny, I'm in Boston Copley Square today. A guy sitting there talking over lunch. Don't you guys get sick of talking about the NBA and the NHL and sports? Don't you get yeah, kind of like the people that are covering the hush money, the Trump hush money trial. We get sick of it, right? Repetition over and over again, right? No, and then there's days like yesterday. And check out the podcast. And thank you for all the comments. And thank you, Darren Peck and Dominic Jimenez. Bill Romanowski was just pure gold. I mean, last-minute addition to the lineup yesterday and just really good on the draft. I mean, this guy played in 5 Super Bowls. He got 4 rings. His body took a pounding. Came out of Vernon, Connecticut, suburban Hartford, kind of a Tony community. And, you know, just worked his you-know-what off, worked his rear end off, and just a great story. And now he's got Nutrition 53 and Nutrition53.com, and I want to plug that because, yeah, it's important. So away we go. Let's start with we got to start with the elephant in the room. I mean, we got the draft. And, you know, folks, honestly, I mean, I could sit here and regurgitate what everybody else is. Who knows? Let's let this thing unfold. I will say this. I'll say this and then we'll move on from the draft because I really want to get into the playoffs because I love the games, as you know, and the stories that evolve from said games. Look, at this draft probably is going to be just like every other draft. We're going to have 20 picks, the first 20 picks, and 10 and 10. 10 are going to make it, 10 aren't. There's going to be some great backstories. They have to unfold. We'll see tonight. Caleb Williams, ton of pressure. Here we go. Chicago on the clock once again. First-round pick, first overall pick, part of the Carolina deal. Let's see what happens with Caleb Williams. And then Jaden Daniels. And then Drake May. And then Marvin Harrison. And then Alt. And then so on down the line. There's nothing more I can shed. There's nothing. The picks are going to be what they're going to be. I've been hearing for 2 days since my flight landed at Logan International Airport in Boston that, you know, the Boston Herald, the Boston Globe, Boston.com, MassLive.com, everybody's saying the Pats are going to trade. They're going to be so shrewd. They're going to get on the clock on Thursday night, and they're going to shock the world and trade the pick. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. Who knows? It's not one of those things where you say, well, I heard, and, you know, I got some unnamed sources that told me this, that, and that. You know, who cares? That ship sailed a long time ago in this man's life. I could care less. It's going to be fun to watch this draft unfold tonight. Will I watch? 100%. But you know what? There's some pretty good games on. So that's where I'm going to start tonight. I want to start, ironically, Dateline Dallas, Texas. And kudos to my pal and longtime friend Brock Hines, another hockey analyst. He called it. He told me, said it right on these airwaves. Marty, Dallas, the Stars, fraud. Don't buy into it. And he was right. They're down 0-2. They dropped both games at AAC.com, their center, American Airlines Center. They're in huge trouble. Not coming back. probably going out in five, maybe six. Maybe they turn the table. Maybe it's one of these quirky series where all of a sudden, you know, Dallas catches fire, they get two in Vegas, and then we come back and we're on even par. I don't see it, and kudos to Heinze because he nailed it, and I like to give credit where it's due, and he gets full credit for that. The other thing, I think the Bruins, when we look back when this Boston-Toronto opening round series is over, I think what we're going to land on is the Bruins won the series in Game 3. Now you say, well, hold on a minute. Timeout. Everybody go to their corner. What, won the series? Yeah. They didn't deserve to win last night. They did not deserve to win, but they did. And they did it. And I'm telling you, this is, I've never seen anything like it. And Swayman, the goaltender, Jeremy Swayman for the Bruins, he's in the Maple Leafs' head. He's got them, so Austin Matthews and others. I mean, they're sitting there for the life of them. They can't. How do we beat this guy? Standing on his head, unbelievable saves, power plays galore. I mean, again, I won't go into all the statistical analysis. It's there for the world to see. Boston won a game last night and got an empty netter, so the 4-2 final margin, don't let that deceive you. Fact of the matter is, they really didn't deserve to win. They got outplayed. But you know what's a sign of a good team? Win a game where you get outplayed. I mean, that's magic. That is pure gold. And so we'll get Rick Carter coming up, and we'll go through the NHL in detail, and probably Brock Hines early next week, because I want to save Heinze as we get into the middle of the guts. You know, you get into those semis and then the Eastern and Western Conference finals. But listen, I give Vegas a lot of credit, and I give the LA Kings a ton of credit. Because the LA Kings, I mean, they kept Connor McDavid in check. What do you have, an assist last night? That is huge for the Kings. They split, so they're in good shape. We're going to see a lot of volatility, and we predicted this. So it's not like, hey, look at us. No, we're just saying we predicted it, and it's playing out. And it was easily predictable because there's no definition. I mean, one night Winnipeg looks like the best team you've seen in 10 years. Next night the Winnipeg Jets look flat, you know. And that series with Colorado, we've got a whole bunch more to process there. We really do. There's going to be a whole lot more in that series. And don't get me wrong. I love it. I really do. All right, the other elephant in the room is the Celtics. I don't know what to say. When a team hits 20, think about this for a minute. The Miami Heat hit 23. They made 23 threes. Does that number not just blow your mind? 23 threes? How many do you think they hoisted without looking? How many do you think they did? Do I hear 40? Do I hear 50? How many threes do you think? And then I'll run through it. It's astonishing. I'll go through it. You will be amazed. All right, you ready? Miami Heat, Jovic, 3-for-4. Jaquez, 3-for-6. Adebayo, 0-for-1. Hero, 6-for-11. Martin, 5-for-6. Highsmith, 3-for-5. Put some context. Look when he hit those. Celtics cut it to 6. Dagger. Highsmith. Wright, 1-for-3. Duncan Robinson, 2-for-7. You ready? Let's add up the makes. 23. Let's add up the misses. 10, 11, 22, 28, 33, 36, 43. 23 of 43 from 3. You're not losing to anybody. You're beating anybody with 23-for-43 from 3. It's scary. It's well over 50%, a healthy number. You're not losing. So, 2 points. One, the Celtics should be embarrassed. They gave up home court advantage. Miami's in their head, point two. And then I'll make another point. You're still 1-1, and they're not doing that again. They're not doing that again. The numbers statistically are absolutely aberrational to the point will not happen again. And if I'm wrong and they do, they might win the damn series. They might win the series. That's how crazy it is. That's how crazy it is. So there you go. The Boston Celtics got beat on their home court last night. on a night where they had absolutely no guts, no intestinal fortitude to, you know, defend. I mean, really defend the 3-point arc. And how about beaten to every 50-50 loose ball you could imagine? It was stunning. I sat there and said, what am I watching? So anyways, will they win that series? Yes. Is it going to be in five? Probably not. Could Miami win the series? I don't know. But I'm going to draw one quick analogy before we head to break. Do you know how the Miami Dolphins, look it up, the Miami Dolphins, with Brady, without Brady, with Bledsoe, go back through the, literally through the last 30 years, the Miami Dolphins own the New England Patriots. You know what? I'm starting to think that it's something in the water. The Miami Heat own the Boston Celtics. They own them. They really and truly do. It is just stunning. And I'm telling you, until it's kind of like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, the bathtub scene, until she's dead. It's kind of like the Wicked Witch of the West and Wizard of Oz, until she's dead. And until the Miami Heat are eliminated, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. The team scares the crap out of me. They just do. They really and truly do. All right, lots to get to. We'll wrap up the baseball. A lot of afternoon baseball today, too. And by the way, the Padres and the Rockies, they're scoring runs left and right. That's a football-like score. All right, we're coming back across the country on iHeart TuneIn, Simple Radio, and we're worldwide thanks to the American Radio Network and American Premium Vodka. Randy Byrne, Harry Cook, Gus Scott will be with us tomorrow. APV, American Premium Vodka. I'm Sports Open. Coming back. Poet, when you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest,
though. How you say heat your body? I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, we are back at it. World of sports, playoff time. Great time of year as we roll April into May. Kentucky Derby coming up a week from Saturday. Run for the Roses. We will be chronicling two stories on the Derby. One will have a, an Iowa connection? Yes. Catching Freedom, Dennis Albaugh, billionaire, he of the generic Roundup pesticide, weed killer, if you will. The Albaugh and Albaugh Family Stables, they got a horse. And then Resilience, keep an eye on that. Martin Wygod owned that horse. He passed away on April 12th. His daughter, Rebecca, is now taking over. I can already see the ceremony on the first Saturday in May. Resilience wins the race. Rebecca standing there, a garland of roses around the horse, and she's crying tears of joy. And the Wygod Family Stables gets the coveted Kentucky Derby in the 150th year of the Derby. So we preview that and throw that out there for a little bit of context as we will keep you apprised of that situation. But right now it's playoffs, and a good pal is Rick Carter, former professional player, played at the college ranks and has masqueraded as an analyst here on the network and Sports Overnight. We're glad to have him. Mr. Kate, Rick Carter, how are you, pal? What's going on?
Marty, very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying sitting in Boston, Mass, and watching the Bruins win a game last night they probably shouldn't have. They got outplayed. So I don't know how closely you're watching. I assume, being the hockey junkie that you are, that you're paying attention. If you don't mind, let's start right there. Bruins, Maple Leafs. Give me a quick hit. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point with the Bruins. It's a team that does not look to be, you know, the best team in the league right now, but they are built for the playoffs. And you know what? The Maple Leafs put too much emphasis on Brad Marchand, and he's making them pay for it. All over the ice, they're running around taking terrible penalties. And, you know, you can't make those type of mistakes against the Bruins. They're going to beat you every single time when you do that.
Yeah, the goaltending too, Swayman. Rick, and you played the game at a high level. You know, the analysis here in Boston is that Jeremy Swayman is in the head of the Maple Leafs. Auston Matthews and others, they're frustrated. Can you relate to that and contextualize what they're saying? The Maple Leafs are being accused of the goaltender for Boston, not just Ullmark, but Swayman, is in their head. Is there any credibility to that statement? Take a quick swat at that. Let's hear.
Absolutely, especially come playoff time. You're grabbing that stick extra tight. You don't have that loose behavior that you have during the year. And Boston plays such a solid, sound defensive brand of hockey that you almost have to come at Swayman with perfection. And I think, you know, you get that extra game where things aren't going your way, and certainly this series is going to be very, very hard fought every step of the way. But if the Maple Leafs don't come with their best game every single time, they're going to be on the outside looking in.
We're talking to Rick Carter going inside the NHL playoffs. Hey, Rick, I want to throw something else at you. And I have to eat a little crow on this. I was told 20 years ago, 20 almost to the day, Marty, you're wrong about Boston. You know, you grew up in New England, but, you know, you're wrong about this. You know, you're all hot and bothered about the Red Sox. You're all hot and bothered about the Patriots, you know, the Celtics. And Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe and ESPN, the sports reporters, told me at the time, look it up. Boston first and foremost, Rick Carter, is a hockey town. And so last night, no, listen, I'm in the city. The Celtics lose. I'm upset. The Bruins win, and everybody's looking at me at the restaurant saying, what are you crying about, man? We're cool. If the Celtics win, great. If they don't, it's a hockey town, Rick. You're familiar with Boston. You're in Chicago. You played up in, you know, Wisconsin. You played at Kent State. You've been around.
Yeah.
You've been around those Olympic guys. This town, this city is a hockey town first. Boston, Massachusetts. It's true, Rick. Give me a take.
If you take a look at Boston, it's one of the hockey hotbeds in this country, bar none.
Yeah.
You know, just look at the people that come out of Boston through Boston University, Boston College, Northeastern, Harvard. You know UMass. You know UMass. It's
you've got great hockey talent. The Bean Pot. I mean, think about it. The Bean Pot is huge. Four city schools,
huge.
Harvard, Northeastern, BU, and BC, 100%.
Exactly.
You may continue. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, look at what's, look at what all the kids are excelling in Boston. And, yeah, it's a hockey town for sure. Now, that doesn't
all
mean
right.
that the Celtics, the Red Sox, et cetera, the Patriots are not popular, but from a young kid standpoint, it's a hockey hotbed. And for that reason, it's going to be a dominant conversation without question throughout, all of Boston and the area too.
Yep. You're right about that. Rick Carter with us. All right, Rick, let's go to the Western Conference and we'll get back to the Rangers and Panthers and Lightning tonight. What's going on with Dallas? My buddy, the other guy, your compatriot, Brock Hines on this network, he said Dallas is a fraud. They're down 0-2. They're in a world of hurt. And Vegas, let me tell you something. This time of year, you don't want to mess with the Golden Knights. Are you stunned that Dallas is down 0-2? Give me a quick hit on that Western Conference opening round series. Stars and Golden Knights. Dallas and Vegas. Let's hear. Go ahead.
You know what? I put this series much like the Boston-Toronto series. Any game can go either way. Dallas has a great team, but you're going up against a Golden Knights team that's hitting at the right time, and coincidentally they get Mark Stone back, and they don't have to worry about the salary cap. But their defense is sound, goaltending's great. Jack Eichel is continuing to play at a all-star level. And their team is just very, very difficult to beat. So, no, I'm not surprised by it in the least bit. But I also wouldn't be surprised. You know, let's face it. Peter DeBoer, coach of Dallas, just came out and said, listen, this next game, that's our season on the line right here. So they either come in with guns a-blazing and they win this next game or they're done, in my opinion.
I agree. Hey, Rick, that Western Conference, too, and you got the Canadian teams, three of them. I mean, think about it. Vancouver, Winnipeg, Edmonton. I think, honestly, in the Stanley Cup Finals, I think one of those three teams are getting in. Give me your quick hit on the Canadian entree that I just threw out there with that troika. Edmonton, Vancouver, and, of course, who am I missing? Edmonton, Vancouver, and who am I missing here? Come on. Edmonton.
Winnipeg.
Let's hear. Winnipeg,
yep.
Yes. Go ahead.
I agree with you, and I think the winner, I think who's going to be involved in the finals is going to be the Edmonton Oilers.
Really?
I think this is their year. I think this is their year to prove everybody wrong. Connor McDavid has taken this team and put it on its back, and he's got some pieces to the equation, and they've had some solid goaltending. So I think that Edmonton get through, you know, their toughest battle right now is going to be the Kings, which I'm a Kings fan. But I think that Edmonton gets past them, and I think Edmonton goes to the finals.
Interesting. Colorado, the UMass kid, McCarr, he's a great player. Man, oh, man, though, defensively, give me a quick hit on Colorado before we go to break. And then out of the break, I want to get into the Eastern Conference a little deeper with New York, Florida. There's a lot to get to. But tell me about Colorado. I can't get my head around that team. I really can't. How about you?
you know what? Colorado has, they've got all the pieces to be a Stanley Cup contender. I just don't think they've got the goaltending right now. And in the playoffs, you either come with your best foot forward, and your goalie's got to be playing at a high level, and I just don't see that. I just don't see that happening. You can't play a game against Winnipeg and lose 7-6 and win 7-4. You play against a team that's sound defensively, like the Golden Knights, and pick anybody else, they're going to beat you. So they've got a lot of work to do, and they've got to get some goaltending with confidence that you know that you're going to. That even if you make some mistakes, you're going to be there in the end. And I'm not sure that they have that right now.
Yeah, and I think that's right, Rick. And, you know, you can ride a hot goaltender. Inferior teams can win series with a hot goaltender. It's like a starting pitcher in baseball. But if you got a goaltender that's not, you know, crossing T's, dotting I's, you're in a world of hurt. I see that with Colorado. Can their offense, really quick, before we go to break, can their offense overcome the goaltending if it still stays substandard, in your opinion? Or you think they'll ultimately, that'll be the death of them? Rock, Colorado, let's hear.
You know, I equate that to, somebody as a young kid, they can outwork their diet. But eventually your metabolism changes and you become a fat, you know what. I don't think you can outdo your goaltending, quite honestly. And you know, pick another boss named Connor Hellebuck. He's a potential game changer for Winnipeg. So he's my dark horse to take them far in the playoffs.
I think you're right. All right, sit tight. We'll do the East and then we'll let you go because I don't want to let you out of here without hitting the Eastern Conference. And hey, I think it might be Florida. I had a lot of people say the Rangers and maybe Boston, but I don't know. We'll see. All right, we're coming back here. Rick Carter going inside the NHL playoffs. Lots to get to still and what we're screaming and screaming about in the world of sports on Overnight. Keep it here on Sports Byline.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, there you go. A little good music here to bring us back into it. Yeah. Lady Rider. Yeah. A little bit of Dire Straits here to get us back going here. On a Thursday into a Friday, Rick Carter here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline. Yes, away we go. Mark Knopfler and the great Dire Straits. All right, Carter, let's get into it. Eastern Conference, you know, used to be, I used to think of, you know, black and blue, the division, Flyers, Rangers, Islanders, Bruins, Canadians, you know, the Detroit, throw them into the mix, you know, the original five, original six. I'll tell you right now, I've seen more up and down the ice and more fluidity, if you will, in the Eastern Conference than I have in the West. I'm seeing more bare-knuckled grinding in the West than I am in the East right now. So with that in mind, I want to throw a little curve at you here. I want to start with the New York Rangers. Is New York City right now maybe the epicenter of both the NBA and the NHL with the Knicks and Rangers? Give me your take on New York. Great goaltending, President's Trophy under their arm, yep, as they waltz into the playoffs. Tell me about your thoughts, New York Rangers. Let's hear.
You know, again, we go back to goaltending, and Igor Shesterkin is as good as it gets in the NHL, bar none. And their team is built to win it all. Now, with that being said, you know, looking at them and you know, they've been through their struggles just like every other team goes through right now. Mm-hmm. And I see them clearly getting past the Capitals, but you know, the Capitals are exposing them in a little bit right now also. So I don't see the Rangers doing much in the playoffs.
Really?
I think they get past this first round, and I don't think they make it past there.
Interesting. Tell me more. And here's why, Rick. I will tell you one stat that would support your theory. They're great on the power play, but at even strength, they're pretty run of the mill. They have the highest conversion, I believe now. And again, someone out there is going to correct me. I believe I heard power play, man advantage. You don't want to mess with the Rangers. Best in the league. And, you know, that tends to go away in the postseason, Rick, because the officials really don't want to decide games. We see it in the NBA. They are eating the whistles. Two-part question. Does that same, yep, mindset carry over to hockey? In your experience, are the officials instructed to let teams play more physical? And that being said, is that the reason why you're kind of fading the Rangers here tonight? Let's hear.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that, you know, especially playoff hockey, it's an unwritten rule that you want to let the teams decide as opposed to the referees decide the game.
Right, right.
And you know, with the regular season, you know, I'm going to go back to the Bruins. In the first period the other night, they had 32 hits. I was shocked to see that statistic. And, mm-hmm, you know, I just don't see the Rangers as being able to physically withstand some of the other competition that's in the East. I mean, the Eastern bracket, it's going to be tough to get through, and you're going to be beat up at the end of it. And I'm not sure that the Rangers have that game in their, you know, I don't think they have. That's not their number one game, as you said. And I think that if they're not going to be on the power play as much, they've got to really bring it to everybody on a five-on-five situation, and you've got to be very opportunistic, and I'm just not seeing that right now with them.
And you're right, Rick Carter going inside the NHL. All right, let's go to the Sunshine State, both Florida and Tampa. Obviously, Tampa gets home. You're not out of a series till you lose on your home ice. They haven't lost at Amalie in Tampa. That's a huge spot. I'm looking forward to that game tonight. NFL draft. I mean, it's a big night. A lot of competition for eyeballs tonight.
Huge night. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm interested in your thoughts on Tampa, Florida. And then I want to get to Carolina, which really, for some reason, is like an outlier in the Eastern Conference. Let's go with Panthers and Lightning. How are you seeing this now that the series switches to Tampa Bay, Rick? Let's hear.
Again, it's another Dallas situation. They're going to fight for their playoff lives tonight. So I would not be surprised to see them come up with a W tonight. Mm-hmm. If they don't, I think they're done. And Florida's tough, and you know you've got some pieces that are just undeniably playoff ready, and that's Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe. I mean, these guys are playoff competitors, and I wouldn't want to play against them.
Verhaeghe's out. Rick, I can't remember. I have no context. Maybe Gretzky. Maybe Orr. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, Lemieux. I mean, we can go to the all-time greats. I can't remember a role like Verhaeghe's on right now. This kid is playing out of his mind, and the goaltending to back him up. This Florida, I mean, they're not a sexy team. Half the people don't know where they play. Well, you know, they're not a sexy team. But this Florida Panther team, they may be skating around with Lord Stanley Cup here in June. I'm serious.
We're not even talking about Sam Reinhart, who was a 50 goal scorer this year. You know, they've got all the pieces right now to make a substantial run. Like you said, mm-hmm. There's nothing sexy about them, but they put they're that blue collar team that shows up with their lunch pail and their hard hat, and you better be prepared, or you are going to be out of the playoffs by playing them.
Yeah, I watched Sunday. Turn the TV on at 12:30 Central or 11:30 in the morning. I click on the TV. There they are. National anthem. They get a quick goal. They play keep away. They grind. They fight when they have to. They hit hard. I love it. They're not sexy, but, man, that team is fun to watch. All right, how about Rick Carter with us? I love it. Yep. What about Carolina, Rick? What's your take on Carolina? Again, this is an outlier team. It's just kind of weird. You know, it's Carolina. You know, it's not the Rangers. It's not the Caps. It's not the Bruins. It's not the Maple Leafs. You know, it's not, you know, a sexy team like Tampa, maybe a little bit. I mean, this Carolina team, and at the same time, they're damn good. Tell me about Carolina. Contextualize it with the current state of affairs in the playoffs. Let's hear.
You know what? Very, very good team. Sound defensively, sound offensively. Their coach, Rod Brind'Amour, is one of the greatest competitors that have played in the NHL, and that's how he coaches a team. But with that being said, the thought of watching a Carolina-New York Islanders game makes me sick to my stomach because it's just something about it. I don't really care for either team and almost refuse to watch the game.
Rick Carter with us, final couple of minutes. All right, let's. You kind of told us what you think of out west, and you shocked me a little bit. Now I'm really on edge. How do you see the East unfolding ultimately?
I think you're going to see Edmonton, Florida, Stanley Cup final.
Wow, Rick, that's not a very sexy final. I'm serious.
No.
Canadian team. No, I mean serious. What if that happens? If it's Florida, Edmonton, I mean, seriously, dude, you just shocked me. In fact, I just fell out of my chair. Let me get back in my chair.
That's who I see advancing.
I'm going to hold you to it. Will anybody be watching? Will anybody watch that, Florida, Edmonton? That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they put it on ESPN2 or something like that. I'm not sure. Along with the NCAA finals that they put there.
They don't.
But, yeah, I don't – you know, this playoffs isn't for the – you know, you're not going to get a beauty pageant out of this one, I don't think. I think you're going to get somebody that grinds it out and makes it happen. Now, clearly Edmonton has got the star power, but – You know, I like you just said, I think you might be seeing Florida Panthers hoist the Stanley Cup this year.
You've got
Barkov. You've got, just so much talent there that's just sound all over the ice, and they're just so hard to beat, especially come playoff time. It's going to be very difficult.
Going to be very interested to watch that. And kudos to all the people who faded Dallas. I can't eliminate Vegas yet. They've really surprised me. I know Dallas is flawed. They have a playoff pedigree. I can't. And you know, one final thing, back to the West, one more team, because you kind of hit on it, and I want to finish on a strong note. Winnipeg. I mean, Rick Bonus, he had an interruption. He had some family issues this year. That's a hell of a team. That Winnipeg team, and what a market, Rick. Those people up in Manitoba, yeah. They're crazy. I'm kind of quasi – they love it. Tell me about Winnipeg real quick.
Well, you know, when you mentioned Rick Bonus, and you won't find a better person that everybody cheers for in the NHL. And, you know, I too cheer for him. It's, they're not a sexy pick, but, you know, look at Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele, the kid that they got from Los Angeles in a trade, Gabe Vilardi. I mean, what a pickup he's been.
That fan base, Rick, that fan base, the fans that make their way into their building, but the fans outside, just like Toronto, they're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. Hey, listen, great job out of you. It's great to have you back on the network, and enjoy these games, and don't rest, because I'm going to be barking up your tree here. I know you're paying attention, and I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for coming on, all right, pal?
Marty, you're the best. You're the best in the business. I love you.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate the kind words. Mr. Carter, Rick Carter, played at Kent State, and I believe in the Big Ten with the University of Wisconsin, Madison guy. And he follows the puck. He loves it. He and Heinze, and I feel very blessed having these two people. Rick having played, and Brock played too. Brock played Deerfield Academy, I believe, and I don't know if he played at Babson College in suburban Boston, but he went to school there as an undergrad and is a great student of the game. So that's where we go on that. Listen, I'm going to hold on to my Bruins. They're up 2-1. I like that. They got to get this one. This is not going to be easy. I almost get the feeling like it's going 7. And then out west, I mean, it's anybody's guess. There's so honestly, I couldn't tell you. I would hate to have to, have someone say, your life depends on getting it right by picking who will be the Stanley Cup representative in the Western Conference. I'm telling you, I can make 5 cases. I'll make a case for Winnipeg. I'll make a case for Edmonton. I'll make a case for even Vancouver. We kind of glossed over them. Vegas, Colorado. I mean, it's really... it is wild in the West. You want to talk about the wild, wild West? Look at the National Hockey League's Western Conference. So there we go on that. Back in the East, yeah. Florida, sure. Is it sexy? No. Tampa? No. Carolina? No. Rangers? All I see with the Rangers is dollar signs. I mean, it's just crazy. Madison Square Garden, TV numbers, Rangers, Broadway? Oh, gold. I mean, pure gold. So away we go with that. All right, we'll come back. We'll size it up. You want to talk about must-win situations? Look what's going on in the NBA. There are must-win situations abound. We will delve into it coming back. Afternoon baseball, too. Red Sox go down in Cleveland. Colorado slapped around San Diego with a late surge. Toronto and Kansas City are in a 4-hour rain delay. And the Dodgers were holding on to a slight lead over the Nats. We'll come back here on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
How How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, there is an aberration in tonight into tomorrow's sport calendar, right? Playoffs. What does every series have in common? Two to you or two to Lou? Two to you, Orlando Magic. You're down 2-0. You're at home. Two to you or two to Lou if you lose to the Cavaliers tonight. Hey, Sixers, you're home at Wells Fargo. It's two to you or two to Lou tonight. Sixers, Knicks, Sixers, Blue game two, have to win tonight. Hey, Lakers, it's two to you or two to Lou. You're at home at Crypto. You got the Nuggets. I don't see it happening. Probably Lakers win tonight, right, though? You know, and postpone the inevitable. But Denver would love to drive the fatal stake into the heart of the Lakers. All right, on the ice, two to you or two to Lou, Tampa, you're home. Panthers have got you. They took you sundown and sunrise. Panthers and Lightning. Lightning respond. I got them winning tonight. I don't know about the series, but yeah. And then the one final two to you or two to Lou, Hurricanes Islanders. We head to Long Island in the shadows of Belmont Park, home to the Islanders. They have to have it tonight against Carolina. I don't know. I just think this to me is a mismatch. I think Carolina blows through the Islanders tonight and goes up 3-0. That's where we are. You know, the baseball, listen, I said it here in Boston. They're a couple games over 500. Here come the Cubs for the weekend. All right, Cubs, Red Sox, that's always a big deal. Then the Giants roll in here next week, which is a treat to the Bostonians because they don't get to see the Giants. And so there you go there. Yeah, so enjoy it tonight, Thursday into a Friday. We'll be with Daniel Ogden tomorrow, Friday, and then we roll into the weekend here on Sports Overnight. And it's Sports Weekend on Saturday nights here, Bailey Peck and Company. All right, good job out of the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Enjoy the ice and the hardwood tonight. Playoff action and the NFL draft. Adios.